The Holy Gospel appointed for the first Sunday in Advent, as we prepare ourselves for the coming of Jesus, as He has promised us. St. Matthew chapter 21, verses 1 through 11. Now when they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage, to the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say the Lord needs them, and he will send them at once." This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, "Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put on them their cloaks, and he sat on them. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" And when he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred up, saying, "Who is this?" And the crowd said, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee." This is the gospel of the Lord. We now stand and join together in the confession of our Christian faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed, our faith in God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I believe in God the Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, during this Advent season, you challenge us again to open our eyes, our hearts, and our minds for a time of waiting and a time of preparation for the second coming of Christ as he has promised us, a time of penitence and contrition as we eagerly await the coming of Christ as the King of Kings and as the Lord of Lords. The words we sang about in the Advent hymn, O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appear. The words of St. Paul that the hour has come for you to wake from sleep, for salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today on this first Sunday in Advent is taken from the epistle lesson, Romans chapter 13, with special attention to verse 11. Besides this, you know the time, that the hour has come for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and the Messiah, is our salvation nearer to us now than when we first believed? That is the question we want to talk about this morning as we once again celebrate the Advent season, a time of waiting and a time of preparation for the second coming of Christ as he has promised all of us. Not only that, but as we also look forward to that day when Christ Himself will come back in all of His glory and majesty as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Prince of Peace, and our salvation will finally come to completion. Yes, is your salvation and my salvation nearer to us now, today, than when we first believed? And the answer is yes. Our salvation is nearer and closer now than ever before in history. As we talked about it 2 weeks ago, remember? The signs of the end of times Jesus talks about in the Gospel of St. Luke chapter 21 and St. Matthew chapter 24. We are seeing and witnessing more and more of the signs of the end of times. And it's definitely not getting any better, is it? No, it's not. As a matter of fact, every year it's getting worse and worse. And Jesus talks openly about those who claim to be the Messiah, the false prophets. And then about the wars and rumors of wars, nation against nation and kingdom against kingdom, earthquakes, famines, pestilence, hatred, ugliness, jealousy and severe persecution with all kinds of trials and tribulations we will experience. Every day is bringing all of us closer and closer to the second coming of Christ. The words of Jesus Himself that we talked about last Sunday, remember? Now, when these things begin to take place, straighten up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. As a matter of fact, the word Advent in Webster's dictionary makes reference to the coming of Christ into the world, as well as the penitential period beginning 4 Sundays before Christmas. So the 4 Sundays during Advent really don't have anything to do with Christmas, the birth of Christ, but everything to do with our waiting in our preparation for Christ's coming into the world. It is actually a time of penitence and a time of contrition and not a time of joy and celebration until we celebrate Jesus' birth at Christmas. That's precisely what we sang in the Advent hymn today, O come, Emmanuel, until the Son of God appear. As a matter of fact, St. Paul makes reference to that in the epistle lesson for today, that the time for their salvation is indeed drawing very near. Not only that, but the importance and the significance for them to get ready for it and prepare themselves in the right spirit for the coming of the Lord. The words of St. Peter in his second letter, to be ready and prepared when Jesus finally comes again. He writes, since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought we to be? You ought to live holy and godly lives as you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming. This is precisely what St. Paul writes in our text for today. Listen to what he says. Besides this, you know the time, that the hour has come for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. Yes, the hour has come. Our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. And then St. Paul goes on to say, the night is nearly over. The day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Yes, the present evil age with the night and the deeds of darkness is indeed nearly over. No matter how long chronologically it may be and last, as we are encouraged to put on the armor of light. The words of Jesus himself in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 5 verse 16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and praise your Father who is in heaven. And then Paul goes on to warn us saying, let us walk properly as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and sensuality, not in quarreling and jealousy. As a matter of fact, this kind of behavior was very prevalent during the Roman Empire, especially during the reign of Nero and Caligula. As people engaged in orgies and drunkenness and sexual immorality and sensuality and dissension and jealousy. And that is also true in our society today, in which many engage in these same kinds of lustful acts of the body. Not that we as Christians are perfect, pure, blameless, and without any sin. No, we're not. But by the grace of God and with God's blessing, we have not given ourselves into these kinds of sinful acts of the body imposed upon us by our society. Fortunately, we have kept ourselves true to the gospel of Jesus Christ and God's word, to obey, to follow, and accept the words of St. Paul in the last part of our text for today, where Paul says, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. This is especially important and significant during the Advent season in our own preparation for Christ coming into the world as we flee from any kind of sexual immorality and other sinful acts of the body. To come to Jesus in a spirit of repentance and contrition and receive from Jesus not only the forgiveness of our sins, as we confessed again this morning in the words of confession and received his absolution, but to believe that our salvation is indeed nearer to us when we first believed. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through His Holy Spirit during this special Advent season as we look forward to Christ's second coming as He has promised us and as He has finally promised us the completion of our redemption and the salvation of our souls. May our prayer today be the words of the closing hymn, O come, Emmanuel, and shepherd Jesus to the end. O come, Emmanuel, until the Son of God appear. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen.